Main real estate headlines. Building permits in ME, what pros need to know about land development paperwork. A guide covering the paperwork, soil tests, and permitting process required to obtain a building permit for vacant land or acreage in Maine. Real estate professionals in ME need this knowledge to advise clients on land feasibility, transaction timelines, and potential deal breakers before closing. Bookmark this FAQ to walk buyers through the pre-construction permitting pipeline. HMoersRealty.com, getting a building permit for your Maine land or lot slash. Maine real estate headlines. Maine real estate commission changes show minimal market disruption so far. A shift in commission fee calculations has had little impact in Maine, according to most agents. Maine agents can proceed with confidence knowing the new commission structure isn't disrupting local transactions. Read agent perspectives on how commission changes are playing out across Maine. /themainemonitor.org/realestate-commission-changes. Maine real estate headlines. Maine realtor commissions edge below national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found that the average real estate commission in Maine is 5.57%. For Maine real estate professionals, this benchmark helps set competitive pricing strategies and client expectations in the local market. Review the full survey data at h/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Maine/. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.